Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 17th day of Menachem Av, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Beya, Perek Revi, Mishnah Beis. Mishnah continues to talk about what timber one is forbidden to use on Yom Tov for firewood. Of course, you're allowed to use fire and put more wood into the fire, but what type of timber can you use? Ein not limeitz im min hasukkah. One is not allowed to take timber from a hut. We're not talking about a sukkah on sukkahs. We're talking about just a hut that's made in a garden or a vineyard, not during sukkahs. You can't take wood from it because you're breaking down a oil. You're demolishing a tent in doing so. You can't do that. Ela bat, you're allowed to take wood, minas somuchla, from wood that is leaning against the walls of a hut. It's not part of the actual sukkah, the hut itself, and therefore it is not. You're not destroying anything. Mavin Eitzim, one is allowed to bring wood, that's loose timber, min hasadeh, from the field, on Yom Tov for your fire. Min hamechunas, you can take it from wood that's been gathered before Yom Tov in a place, in the trum of the city. Umin hakarpef, you can take the timber from a large area, a large field, that's outside the city, that's fenced off for protecting the wood inside. Afila minamafuzri, you're allowed to even take timber from on Yom Tov from scattered timber that's all around the carpet, all around the big area, because it's there for use. And even the mafuzorim, even the wood that's scattered, has a din like if it's gathered, like if it's all bundled together. The Gemara explains that our Mishnah is a singular opinion. It's a das yachid, and the halach is not like this Mishnah. The halach is, in fact, that you cannot bring timber unless it's, number one, gathered, and number two, it's in a fenced-off area, in a karpef. Since it's been gathered, that shows that he was relying upon using it for Yom Tov, for his fire. But from the field, cannot take it on Yom Tov, even if it's been gathered in the field, because a field is unprotected there, and therefore he doesn't rely on it, and it's effectively muktzah before Yom Tov, and therefore muktzah on Yom Tov. Ezeo karpef. What type of karpef, what type of field does the Mishnah say it's permitted to take from it? What type of fenced off area can you take the wood on that's been scattered? Kol shesamach l'ir. Any field that's close to the city. What does close to the city mean? Some say it means within 70 amas from the city. That's called iburo shel'ir. Others say that as long as it's between the gardens that are close to the city, that's called close to the city. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara explains that even in a karpef, even in a fenced-off area that's close to the city, Rabbi Yehuda still requires it to be protected, has to have a lock and key. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol shenichnosin lai b'pesachas, any fenced-off yard, any fenced-off area that you require a key to open it, is fine. And even if it's far from the city, but still within the Trum of Shabbos, within 2,000 amas from the outer limits of the city, you can arrive, you can get there to it on Yom Tov, then it'll be fine. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yossi holds that you only need one condition, one of the two, for a karpef. Either it has to be close to the city, even if it's not under lock and key, or it's under lock and key, even if it's far from the city, but it's still within the Trum Shabbos. So he's more lenient than Rabbi Yehuda. As we said before, the halacha is not like this Mishnah. Halacha is that you can only bring the timber or for the firewood on Yom Tov from Mechunas. It has to be gathered, and it has to be in a fenced-off area. It can't be in the field. Mishnah Gimel. Ein mevaken eitzim, when one cuts the timber on Yom Tov for your fire, lo min hakeres, you can't use beams that are there for construction purposes, v'lo min hakeres shenishbro b'Yom Tov, nor from a construction beam, even if it was broken on Yom Tov, even though now you can't use it for construction, you're going to use it for the firewood, it doesn't matter. On Erev Yom Tov, this board or this beam was not going to be used for your fire. It was going to be used for construction. Therefore, it's muktzah. Once it's muktzah and Erev Yom Tov, ben hashmashos, at the start of Yom Tov, at the twilight period, it remains muktzah the whole day. But you can split timber if it's been broken on Erev Yom Tov. Ve'in mevakin, when you do cut timber, like a beam that's been broken on Erev Yom Tov, even when you do cut it, says the Mishnah, don't use lobikardim, don't use an axe, v'loibam gera, don't use a saw, v'loibam magal, don't use a harvesting sickle, ella but the kofitz, you can only use a kofitz, that's a meat cleaver, which is not really the tool that one uses for splitting wood. The reason you can't use the others are because these are all clay uman. All the other things that we said are really professional tools. And it looks like you're doing construction work. It looks like you're doing malacha with it. That's why you can't use these during the on Yom Tov. The Gemara explains that this meat cleaver actually has two edges. One is wider, like an axe, and one is narrower and sharper. And one has to use the sharper end to change from what one used during the week. Bais shuhum ale peiros, if you have a house that's full of fruits, and the fruits are ready for consumption. But sosum, but the place of the door is sealed off. It's got bricks and stones there, built up there, but there's no mortar there holding it. It's just bricks lying on top of each other. Venifchas, and the opening was broken. That means the enclosed house, or this place, which are the entrance, which was sealed with stones, have been now removed. Some of the stones have fallen off. And he can reach into the house. He can reach in there and take fruits. Can he do that, though, on Yom Tov? Says the Mishnah, yes. Noitel, he can take the fruits, mimokim hapras, from the place where the stones have fallen through. Why? Because since the bricks that are closing the entrance were arranged there without any mortar, there was no cement or mortar holding them together, and if one were to undo them or take away the bricks, it would only be a midrabbanan isur. Therefore, once that isur has been removed by the fact that the stones fell out, the fruits are now mutter and they don't have a din of muktza. If it would have required an isur d'oraisa to make an opening, that's different. Since it's only isur d'rabbanan, that would be required to get through the house, and it happened automatically by itself. So therefore, they're not called muktza, and one can take the fruits. Rabbi Meir Omer, af peches lechatchil v'neitel. He goes even further. He says, you can even lechatchila take away those stones from take from the fruits on Yom Tov. Why? Because since the stones or the bricks were not put together with cement or mortar, by opening them and taking them away, that's not called demolishing. And therefore, lechatchila you're allowed to make an opening and to take the fruits. Halacha is not like Rabbi Meir. The halacha is like the Tanakhama, that it's only if the stones or the bricks fell, one can take it from the place that they're found, but you can't lechatchila take the bricks away, even if it's only midrabbanan also.